This is episode 3 of The Spectrum, recorded on January 29th, 2025. Prior to the election in November 2024, I had several people tell me that Trump was not running on an anti-LGBT platform. The real concerns were the economy and the border, and the rest, that was just noise and it didn't mean anything. I told them they were being deliberately blind to reality. I wish I had been wrong, but I wasn't. Within hours of the inauguration, there was an executive order with the following title: Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government. The very title of this order is a lie. Its real title should be Prohibiting Any Accommodation for Transgender People in the Federal Government. That's what this policy does. That's what it's about. We're going to show what this order says it's about and what it actually does, and we're going to dig into the complete misunderstanding of biology that sits the attempted justification for it. What this order does is it says the federal government will only recognize two sexes, male and female, and those sexes are determined at conception and that they are immutable. The claim that this is to protect women's single-sex spaces, this is bathroom fear on steroids. To this end, the government will only issue documents with those two sexes, and those sexes must be the sex that was determined at conception. The government will not even recognize the concept of gender. From the point of view of the Trump administration, gender does not exist. There is only sex. They are unhappy that transgender people have used legal means to achieve any measure of accommodation. They come right out and make ludicrous claims about accommodation for transgender people having a corrosive impact on not just women, but society as a whole. This is all Project 2025 nonsense. The stuff that Trump distanced himself from before the election and then couldn't wait to actually implement moments after the inauguration. There is one line in particular I want to call out. Quote, basing federal policy on truth is critical to scientific inquiry, public safety, morale, and trust in government itself. Something I can agree with. It's a shame this executive order is the complete antithesis of that statement. Nothing in this order is based on truth. The order erodes trust in government. I was going to read out a bunch of this, but I couldn't stand the words coming out of my mouth. So instead, I urge you to follow the link in the show notes and read them yourselves. Read the lies Trump tells and the justifications for discriminating against a group of people just because they have the audacity to say they exist. Let's instead turn for the moment to something that is easier to read. It would be almost funny if it weren't the justification for hurting people. This is Trump's definition of sex. Here is what the Trump administration thinks the definition of male and female are. Female means a person belonging at conception to the sex that produces the large reproductive cell. Male means a person belonging at conception to the sex that produces the small reproductive cell. It looks like Trump and his advisory team would flunk a ninth grade biology class. This is a seriously stupid claim. Let's break it down. You may have heard the media say that Trump's order defines everyone as female because we all start out as female. That's actually not quite right. And the media would also flunk ninth grade biology. What happens is that we all start out as a single cell. That cell has no sexual differentiation yet. It is neither male nor female, at least not by Trump's definition. This is because that single cell doesn't produce any reproductive cells, small or large. And why the roundabout names for sperm and egg? Human fetuses don't begin to sexually differentiate until the 6th or 7th week. At this time, fetuses with 2X chromosomes develop with a female body type. Fetuses with a Y chromosome under normal circumstances begin to develop as a male. However, there are rare cases where this does not happen, and these fetuses develop with a fully or partial female body type, but still have testicles, though they are inside the body. Are these people males or females by Trump's definition? And these are only a few of the situations that can occur. When I read this, I wondered why they didn't base it on genetics. I think it's because they wanted to avoid muddying their whole binary nature of sex claim with having to account for intersex people. His definition leaves them in complete limbo, as well as those who have the androgen insensitivity syndrome that I just mentioned. And again, these are just a few of the ways sex can be different from the simple binary condition Trump thinks sex should be. Are they male or female? If Trump wants scientific fact, and it's clear he doesn't, then his definition is worthless. It's the kind of oversimplification you tell a 5-year-old. Wanting the world to be that simple doesn't make it so, and pretending it is only harms those people whose lives don't fall into the only categories you want to pretend exist. Let's turn our attention from sex, a physical characteristic, to gender, a psychological one. From the point of view of the Trump administration, gender doesn't exist. Nobody has a gender. Everybody has a sex determined at conception, and that's all that matters. Except we've seen that the premise is wrong about sex, so let's see where it's wrong about gender. For some reason, Trump's administration takes offense at the very idea of gender identity. He seems to think that only transgender people have a gender identity. The truth is, everyone has a gender identity. For most people, gender identity aligns with their physical body. People born male usually think of themselves as men, and people born female usually think of themselves as women. He thinks it is impossible that it could be otherwise, and that people who make the claim are lying or pretending. The truth is that gender, like sex, is far more complex than a simple binary condition. Yes, there are people who grow up and feel like strangers in their own bodies. Yes, there are people who feel like neither fully male nor fully female. There are people for whom the very concept of man and woman feel alien to their identity. Trump doesn't like the complexity, so he mocks it and again pretends that it isn't real. It's important to realize that gender is at the core of our identity, but for most of us, we never have to examine that. But for that small group that does, Trump wants to make their lives a living hell. He persecutes them for merely existing and then having the courage to stand up and claim the rights due to all of us. Then, to disguise his actions, he pretends he is doing this to protect women from predatory transgenders who shouldn't be in the same space with, quote, real women, unquote. This really makes my blood boil, especially coming from a man whom a jury found liable for sexual assault. As my wife said, how can anyone believe that someone who bragged about being able to grab women by the pussy anytime he wanted is trying to protect women? Maybe, she said, he is afraid of grabbing and finding something else. I apologize for the language and the imagery, but these are the words of the man who claims he is trying to protect women. I think anyone who looks at the claims and the facts will know that his claim is false. The fact is that it is transgender people who are assaulted in bathrooms. The only time a cisgender woman is assaulted in a bathroom and it has anything to do with, quote, transgender, unquote, is when a cisgender woman is accused of being transgender. I want to leave you with two requests. First, to illustrate how real gender identity is, I'd like each of us to put ourselves in the mindset of a transgender person for just a moment. Imagine that you woke up one morning in the body of the opposite sex that you have now. How would you feel? I know there is a group of men out there that would make a joke about what they would do, but I'm pretty sure if it ever actually happened, they would be curled up in a fetal position on the bed and unable to face the world because the world would now see them as something they aren't. Now imagine having to do this every day of your life. This is what a transgender person faces every day when society will not recognize the reality of their situations. And the Trump administration has made their lives that much harder. And they did so by pretending they were protecting women. Second, if, like me, this policy offends you, send an email to president@whitehouse.gov and let them know it is an evil policy. It will cause the death of people who have done nothing wrong except to be born differently minded. It is a policy whose entire reason for existence is cruelty to a group of people that Trump doesn't like. It is an evil policy. It must be rescinded. If you're thinking, this doesn't affect me, so why should I be bothered? Let me tell you, transgender people will just be the first LGBT group attacked, but not the last. He will be coming after gay marriage next, and there will be another group after that. People like Trump need enemies to target because that's all he is. He needs enemies so people don't look closely at what he is really doing. Remember, the economy that people were so worried about and how he was going to bring prices down on day one? I think prices have gone up. But if he keeps making enemies to hate, he hopes we won't notice there is no real substance to him. If you have a story on LGBT life experience you would like to share, positive or negative, please contact me at spectrumpodcasthost@gmail.com. If you need to remain anonymous for your own safety, I will do everything in my power to preserve that anonymity. If you are transgender and you feel isolated and need help, find a local or online meeting where you can be among those who cherish you for who you are, rather than condemning you. The local PFLAG chapter here in Woodstock, Virginia has monthly support meetings. I'm sure there are other groups around the country that have similar things. Know that there are people in America who believe you and accept you for who you are. Sadly, Trump is issuing executive orders faster than I can write about them. In upcoming episodes, we'll be talking about his transgender military ban and his education bans. Trump is all about bans. This is from a political party that actually claims to be about freedom. It would be funny if it weren't hurting so many innocent people. Until next time, take care and stay safe.